Hello?
Mr. Harris,
Yes.
this is Kenya calling back from Alabama Department of Labor. Our
Oh, hey.
call had dropped. Okay,
Oh, okay.
I'm returning the call from the Alabama Department of Labor, like I said, and I want to let you know this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And this
Okay.
is Mr. Michael Harris that I'm speaking with, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And again, your date of birth
9/16 of 80.
and your mother's maiden name.
Gooley.
Okay. So, the last question I asked is, what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I asked him to let me explain. There was no explaining. There was no nothing. They wouldn't even hear what I had to say. Because I said I hadn't done this. I'm going to be not guilty. So when I go to court, it's going to be not guilty. You know what I mean? I didn't do it. So.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Huh?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Do what?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I don't understand what you're saying.
So, whatever their reason for letting you go, did you actually do what they said you did?
No, I didn't.
Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Harris, we're almost finished. I need you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. I have a
A
couple
pen and
more.
piece of paper.
Yes, I have a couple more
You have a pen
questions
and
to
piece of
ask you, and then I
paper. Okay.
have a lengthy statement to read to you, and you need to jot down some numbers and that I
Okay.
have to give you.
Okay.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Hibbing Community College, a technical and community college, Vermillion Community College, Wesleyan College, or Worcester State College, or none of the above.
Say the same again.
Hibbing Community College, Vermillion Community College, Wesleyan College, or Worcester State College, or none of the
Neither,
above.
none of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1997 BMW, a 2001 Lincoln LS, a 2006 Hyundai Element, a 2007 Jaguar? I've never been associated with these vehicles.
97 BMW.
Which of
Or
the following?
no. Was it a 97? I might have owned a 97. It might have been a 99. It was a 97 BMW, I think.
Which of the following streets, addresses in Chattanooga have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1320 Timbercrest Lane, 1710 Vance Avenue, or
1710 Vance.
do you understand that you're filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However,
Okay.
you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The
Yes.
unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Again, that web address is www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabamaworks.gov.
Alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Excuse me. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389.
So I got to certify on Sundays?
Between Sunday and Friday of each week. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday as early as 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays.
Okay.
Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Fridays could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Your PIN number is 0680.
0680.
Additional instructions are in the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance.
Okay.
You reported your last day of work during the current week. You will be required to report your wages on your first certification.
Okay.
Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Hit submit.
And that's alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Correct. Okay. Thank you for submitting your initial claim. Your transaction number is 486-470-705.
Okay.
And Mr. Harris, if you don't have any more questions, I'd like to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a wonderful weekend on purpose.
All right. You too. Thank
All
you.
Right, bye-bye.
Hey, and I certify this coming Sunday, right?
Yeah, you'll start this Sunday.
For the following week.
This Sunday coming up. You'll start this Sunday.
Thank
All
you.
Right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.